The Our Lady of Angels St. Joseph Medical Clinic in Pensacola has been treating low-income patients in the area since 2002. One issue they've always had is helping patients keep track of their diabetes care and treatment. So to try and find a solution, the clinic's Dr. Norman McFadden approached Dr. Robert Hoyt, an instructor in the College of Health at the University of West Florida.
Well, he wanted an electronic means to follow his diabetic patients because they were complex. They all had hypertension. They were fighting a weight problem, a cholesterol problem. There are lots and lots of yearly recommendations by the American Diabetes Association. He wanted to be able to track that and trend that so he could take better care of his patients, and was looking for some means, either electronic health record or specifically a diabetes registry, which is a database dedicated just to diabetes and its comorbidities.
The pair decided the registry was the way to go. That's when they brought in Brian Daniel, a UWF student in the College of Science and Engineering. He partnered with Dr. McFadden to develop a web-based registry that manages the clinic's approximately 170 patients who have type 2 diabetes and related disorders. Dr. Hoyt remembers when Brian was brought in.
Well, he was looking for a capstone project as a senior, and his department had named him basically to create this database. I'm sure from the beginning he didn't know exactly what all this would involve, but he was very, very talented and capable of doing it.
Once Brian Daniel and Dr. McFadden got together, they were pretty much left to create the registry on their own.
We asked some questions about the capabilities, and I think always, though, we were super impressed that they'd done more than what we would have thought, more than the national recommendations. So they really over-delivered on the expectations, I think.
And that included some particularly useful bells and whistles.
Well, there were a lot of things that in addition to the typical parameters that we have to follow for diabetics, they had all the immunizations in there. They had some mental health screening data in there. They had the ability to put a doctor's and a dietitian's note right in this registry. And in addition, they can, by text message or email, contact the patient in Spanish or English to tell them a lab test is due or a visit is due. So that definitely exceeded my expectation.
The database is now operational and being used at the clinic. Dr. Hoyt recently attended the iHealth conference in Minneapolis to present the software to data, information, and security officials from hospitals around the country. Dr. Hoyt says the goal is to continuously update the registry and let other institutions and clinics know that a free download of that software is available. As for the patients, Dr. Hoyt says he thinks it'll be a big help.
It will immediately do graphs for them if they want to see what their blood pressure has done in the last year, or their glucose, their sugar, in other words. They can graph it, they can print it out and give it to the patient. So I think the patient would appreciate the technology because it'd be much faster than using paper to try to track and trend their results.
Dr. Robert Hoyt also says partnerships like this are good for everyone involved. It gives the university an idea of what the community needs, and it gives the public an idea of just what the university is capable of doing for them. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.